With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. Two people are charged in two separate fatal car crashes. A 24-year-old woman previously arrested in relation to a collision in December 2024 on the Esterly-Tibbetts Highway has now been formally charged with causing death by dangerous driving and driving while under the influence of alcohol and causing death. This case relates to the overnight death of a 22-year-old Nepalese cyclist who was killed when he was hit by a car near Pinehurst Road. The suspect's most recent court appearance was Tuesday when she was granted bail. A 47-year-old has been arrested in relation to the death of another cyclist that happened on Frank Sound Road back in March 2023. A fellow cyclist was injured in this incident as well. The suspect is facing multiple charges, including causing death by dangerous driving, driving whilst disqualified, driving without insurance, causing grievous bodily harm, and conspiracy to defeat justice. He was also granted bail on Monday. In other court news, two men are set for trial and another could learn his fate by the end of the day. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks has this roundup from summary court.
Olin McKenzie has entered guilty pleas in connection with multiple offenses. Appearing before Chief Magistrate the Honorable Angeline Hernandez on Thursday, McKenzie admitted to theft and criminal trespassing stemming from a May 2025 incident in West Bay. He also pled guilty to possessing a small quantity of ganja in the vicinity of the Georgetown Police Station. The court has directed that an updated social inquiry report be prepared before sentencing. McKenzie will return to court for sentencing on the 2nd of March. Meanwhile, Levi Powell is due to face trial in March for a charge of obtaining property by deception. The allegation stems from the sale of a car involving his girlfriend, with prosecutors claiming Powell accepted a $1,200 down payment from an interested buyer. Mr. Powell denies that he gave the impression that the car was his and that he was selling it on behalf of his girlfriend. The matter will go before the courts on the 11th of March. And Colin Taylor has entered a guilty plea in court, admitting to using threatening or abusive language to a woman known to him at a Bodentown location in August last year. The court has not ordered any reports in connection with the case, meaning sentencing could take place swiftly, as early as by the end of the day. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
In other news, the deputy governor has a plan to address delays in tabling annual reports. The Honorable Franz Manderson told the Public Accounts Committee even though last year's election and the official ending of Parliament for that previous administration did slow things down, he accepts that's not good enough.
What we're doing across the civil service is as soon as those reports come back to internal audit, it is immediately assigned to a policy officer, a staff member, and given a timeline in which to get it done.
Mr. Manderson says chief officers are expected to treat getting reports to cabinet and then parliament as core business, and they'll be held accountable through the civil service performance management system.
The work to get this done is not very tedious. You're basically writing a cabinet paper that sort of gives a very high-level summary of what's in the annual report and getting it cabinet. So I have sort of pushed back with that a bit and said, listen, I understand there's competing priorities, but everyone wants to see this area improve.
The committee warned it may call senior officials back to PAC if timetables for clearing the backlog are not met. And the National Trust is teaming up with an A-list jewelry designer and world-famous environmental filmmaker to launch a new charity collection inspired by K-Man's wildlife. Radio K-Man's April Cummings reports.
It began when a renowned designer with K-Manian roots stopped by the National Trust office.
It's not every day that some famous person walks into your office and says, I want to help raise some money for your organization.
Frank Rolston is the executive director of the National Trust, and he says they were thrilled when retired jeweler Susan Foster decided to come out of retirement to collaborate with Celine Cousteau on a 12-piece collection called Blue Lagartos.
She's taken things in Cayman which are unique. So it started out with the blue iguana, it went to the wild banana orchid, and the next thing you know, we had Verbena caymanensis, which is a unique Cayman rat plant that is also in the collection, but she's done it in such a way that it's just, to me, it's incredibly beautiful.
Mr. Rolston says the pieces are meant to start conversations about Cayman's natural heritage every time someone puts them on.
We have a ton of jewelry stores in Georgetown, and they produce, I'm sure, some incredibly beautiful pieces, but these are unique because they reflect unique things from the Cayman Islands.
Blue Lagartos is being released as a philanthropic line, with sales supporting the Trust's work, safeguarding natural spaces and historic sites across all three islands. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
For more information, head to nationaltrust.org.ky. I'm Carsley Fuller.